somebody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country. We're from the country. We're from the country and we like it that way.
Music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Five dead, nearly three dozen hurt in tornadoes that tore through Iowa this week, especially hard hit Greenfield near Des Moines. Nine killed after a strong gust of wind toppled a stage at a campaign rally in northern Mexico. 44 million Americans expected to travel at least 50 miles from home this Memorial Day weekend. The Justice Department filing a lawsuit against Ticketmaster parent company Live Nation, saying it holds a monopoly on the ticket-selling market.
Live Nation President Joe Berchtold this week said the company has been seeking common ground with the Justice Department. He addressed Live Nation's use of exclusive contracts, which require a venue to use Ticketmaster for a certain number of years. Berchtold saying the company has no issues with any venue that says they want to be non-exclusive. But he insisted many venues prefer using only one ticketing service to streamline their operations.
That's ABC's Andrea Fujii. Taiwan scrambling jets as the Chinese military conducts military exercises around the island. This is ABC News. ADHD is on the rise. Doctors now say one in nine kids across the country has been diagnosed with a disorder. The CDC says a total number of cases now tops 7 million, up a million in 6 years. Set to take flight, an airline that's literally gone to the dogs.
A charter flight leaves this afternoon from New York's Westchester Airport, bound for LA's Van Nuys Airport. But only about half on board may know they're making history. They'll be on the inaugural flight of Bark Air, which calls itself the world's first airline for dogs, offering white paw service with custom beds, along with chewies and dog-friendly beverages of choice. You won't pay kibble for this trip, though. A one-way ticket for a dog and their human is $6,000. Daria Albinger, ABC News, New York.
And our cars may soon start warning us if we're speeding. A bill in California would require new cars to beep at us if we're going 10 miles an hour over the speed limit. It would affect all new cars made or sold in the state starting in 2032. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Governor Tony Evers wants the Republican-controlled Joint Finance Committee to release $20 million to assist communities in redevelopment of closed two-year UW campuses. The program would award grants of up to $2 million to the campuses that were closed due to decreased enrollment and limited funding. A Janesville man accused in the fatal stabbing of his 8-year-old adopted sister is found competent to stand trial. 20-year-old Davian Lathrop appeared in Rock County Court Tuesday for a review hearing. Lathrop's cash bail was set at $1.5 million. He'll be back in court next month for a preliminary hearing. And the Madison utility expects it'll be a few days before power is fully restored following storms Tuesday night. Madison Gas and Electric calls the severe storms historic as far as outage numbers, saying the big wind event with hurricane-force winds broke hundreds of poles. Ted Ahlen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Fleet Farm has everything you need to reel in even more fish this summer. Rod and reel combos? We've got them. Exclusive lures you won't find anywhere else? You betcha. And this week, Berkeley Gulp Plastics and Scents are on sale for 20% off. Plus, keep your drinks cold and food fresh on those marathon fishing days with our huge selection of Yeti coolers and drinkware featuring new seasonal colors like Big Wave Blue. Angle in to get everything you need for your everyday life at Fleet Farm.
While the rest of the world paused during the COVID pandemic, Worthington, Minnesota has been busy. Worthington has rebuilt four parks, built an indoor turf rec center, a splash pad, a community pavilion, pickleball courts, lighted biking and walking trails, and added lake rentals. But we're just getting started. A lakeside eatery and a new outdoor aquatic center is coming. And here's the thing. Worthington, Minnesota is a great place to eat, play, live, and stay. This is your invitation. Worthington, it's worth a look.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-575-2706.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-575-2706. That's 800-575-2706.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny. We'll get to 78 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear this evening, then scattered thunderstorms after midnight. Our low 57 tomorrow. Breezy, mostly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms with some clearing by late afternoon. High tomorrow near 70. Hey, take your summer barbecue to the next level with Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Baby, I wouldn't mind knowing just how long gone are you gonna be? How am I supposed to make any plans when I still don't even understand if you're ever gonna come back home to me? Tell me, steps fall and tell me how long gone are you gonna be? Yeah, how am I supposed to make any plans when I still don't even understand if you're ever gonna come back home to me? Tell me, please.
Gone.
gonna show one old boy that a weekend moon. And I pray that someday I will find me a redneck girl, a redneck girl likes to stay out all night long. She makes sweet rock and roll while she listens to the country song.
You've got another bite of your country favorites. Real Country 1430.
Cumberland Road. Bill is passed out in the back, but I found Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN Shenandoah and the Church on Cumberland Road here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Thursday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures upper 40s to low 50s this morning. We'll have our ag weather forecast this hour. Also this hour, Gary Crawford in our newsmaker segment talking about food inflation. It's actually starting to go down. We'll talk with Gary a little bit about that here coming up this hour. Reminder, Pierce County Fair, their premium books are now available for the upcoming fair. And for more information on getting a premium book as well, and also for all of the entry forms and that sort of thing for the Pierce County Fair, just go to the Pierce County Fair website. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
A big day today on Capitol Hill as the House Agriculture Committee focuses on a new farm bill. And here with an update from our nation's capital is Paul Bleiberg, Executive VP of Government Relations with the National Milk Producers Federation. And Paul, you've experienced this a few times now. What can be expected today from the House Ag Committee?
The House Ag Committee is going to convene to hold the markup on Chairman Thompson's 2024 Farm Bill. You know, over the course of that business meeting, you know, members will be able to make statements on the bill and then offer amendments on different areas of the bill, whether that's to change pieces that are in the bill or to insert or delete things. It's the fairly standard committee amendment process. So that'll all culminate with a vote to pass the bill out of committee at the end of that markup. So that's going to be the big moment, is the House Ag Committee moving forward with the bill.
Looking at this overall farm bill, what's included for the dairy farmer and the dairy industry?
So looking at the dairy subtitle itself, there's a number of big wins for dairy. Obviously, the continuation of the dairy margin coverage program is critical. We often talk about changes and improvements to different policy areas that people want to see. But one of the things I don't think any of us ever do enough of is sort of touting the good that we already have. And so the Farm Bill is going to continue the dairy margin coverage program. It's going to continue the ability for farmers to get the 25% premium discount if they lock in their coverage for all 5 years. And it's also going to make an important improvement to the program where it allows farmers to update their production history to be based on a more recent production year as opposed to being based on several years ago. So it makes that a bit more current. But keeping that program is going to be critical. Another item the bill includes is a requirement going forward that USDA conduct mandatory plant cost surveys to get better data for the dairy industry on manufacturing costs. This is something we've talked about a lot in the last couple of years as it relates to make allowances in the federal milk marketing order system. And obviously, while we are pursuing a near-term make allowance increase as part of our process with USDA, I think we all agree in the industry that we need better data to better inform this conversation for future go-arounds. And so what's in the Farm Bill, and the bill that's being marked up, is very important. It's sort of setting up the process for USDA to do that every 2 years. The bill provides some funding for USDA to do that as well, and make sure that everybody's on the same page with data. And the last item, very important item in Title I, this is a big win for dairy farmers, a restoration of the higher of Class I mover. I think you know, Bill, the current Class I mover has really been harmful to dairy farmers in a whole range of economic climates, not just 2020. If anything, what we saw happen in 2020 turned out to be the rule, not the exception, and that over and over again, 2022, 2023, so far every month of 2024, the current mover has harmed dairy farmers across the country. And so the chairman's bill restores the higher of mover in a way that puts it back in place. It doesn't prevent USDA from making an adjustment in its own process, but putting back in the higher of mover is a critical win as well. So quite a few positive provisions there in the dairy subtitle. And outside the dairy subtitle, I could mention a few others, but I'll just single out one. The Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act is included in the nutrition title of the bill, or maybe in a later title. I'm not sure exactly where it was included. This already passed the House. It's Chairman Thompson's bipartisan bill with Kim Schreier from Washington State. And it already got a very strong vote in the House, but we're excited to have it in the farm bill because now it's part of a, you know, larger vehicle. And as you know, Congress tends not to pass a lot of individual bills every year. They only pass a few larger bills. So by having this in the farm bill, now we've got it in a vehicle.
A lot of issues that are involved in the farm bill, and even for dairy. You take a look at conservation and the trade title and nutrition, and as you mentioned, risk management. All these are at the top of the list when it comes to passing a farm bill.
Yeah, those are all very positive provisions. We're very excited the bill is moving forward. Obviously, it's, you know, every farm bill is a little different as far as how the process goes. You know, this will be the fourth one that I'm involved in, and so seeing each one play out, they're all unique in some way, but we're very excited to get started with a bill that's very strong for dairy. You know, there's only so much airtime to name all of the wins, but there's definitely quite a bit of good work in here across the different titles of the bill.
Thank you, Paul, for the time today. Paul Bleiberg is Executive VP of Government Relations with the National Milk Producers Federation.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
Tomorrow, join us for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Our love is unconditional. We knew it from the start. I see it in your eyes. You can feel it from my heart. From here on after, let's stay the way we are right now and share all the love and laughter that a lifetime will allow. I cross my heart and promise to give all I've got to give to make all your dreams come true. In all the world, you'll never find a love as true as mine. My life complete, and as long as there's a breath in me, I'll make yours just as sweet. As we look into the future, it's as far as we can see. So let's make each tomorrow be the best that it can be. Cross my heart and promise to
Give all I've got to give to make all your dreams come true. In all the world, you'll never find a love as true as mine. And if along the way we find a day it starts to storm, you've got the promise of my love to keep you warm. In all the world, you'll never find a love as true as mine. A love as true as mine.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. George Strait, I Cross My Heart here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Thursday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins, 56 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, June, July, and August, all down 11. June at 1984, July 1976, August 1958, September steady at 1957. Cheese markets, barrels down 3 to 203, 40-pound blocks down 1.5 to 184. 4-trade a barrel, 8-trade a block on the day. Cash butter steady at 311 and a quarter, no trades. Grade A non-fat dry milk down a quarter to 117 and a quarter, 10 trades. Dry whey down a half to 39.5, 9 trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets are called mixed today. Now, cattle futures are targeting the highs from March, but hog futures are heading for February lows. Now, the limiting factor today might be the upcoming cattle on feed report. Traders may take some profits or protect their positions with other strategies ahead of the report and that extended holiday weekend as well. And so that could cause some of the mixed prices in the cattle market. June live cattle opened the day at 184.17, August 181.60. October 184.65. May feeder cattle open at 250.37, August 262.90, September 263.75. June hogs open at 95.40, July 98.12, August 97.55. And in the grain markets this morning, corn is relatively flat, soybeans slightly higher, wheat is moving slightly lower this morning. There's still some correction going on in the wheat market this morning after the recent gains, while soybeans are beginning to approach resistance levels, but so far have not had any type of a sell-off at those resistance levels. While corn market's still watching the weather, will there be enough time to get all of the planting done? Won't there be enough time? That sort of thing. And the situation in South America. Again, traders are kind of just playing wait and see, really, for some of that here, at least in the overnight. July corn up 1.75 this morning to 463. September up 1.25 to 471.5. New crop up 0.75 to 484.75. July and August beans up 3.5. July at 1249.75. August 1246.75. New crop up 3 to 1221.25. July soybean meal up 50 cents to 378.70. July soybean oil up 20 cents to 46.08. Chicago wheat, July down 2.25 to 690.75. September down 2 to 710.75. Minneapolis wheat, July down 2.5 to 734. September down 4 to 742.25. Energy markets this morning are higher. July crude oil up 57 cents to 78.14. August up 56 cents to 77.71. And June and July gas up 3 cents. June at 250, July at 248. Let's check a national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand cash corn at 406, June 409, July 412, new crop 429. Cash beans at 1171, June 1176, July 1176, new crop 1138. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 429 and a quarter, June 431 and a quarter, July 429 and a quarter, new crop 434. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 426, June 431, new crop 434. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash in June corn 408, new crop 429. Cash beans 1168, June 1171, new crop 1143. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 421, new crop 429. Cash beans 1153, new crop 1133. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 436, June 437, July 440, new crop 439, cash beans 1212, June 1214, July 1220, new crop 1159. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 408, new crop 429, cash beans 1173, new crop 1143. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 175 to 194, Holstein fed cattle 159 to 177, market cows 103 to 141, bulls 140 to 166, calves 210 to 770, beef steers 178 to 365, Holstein steers 140 to 350. Sheep markets, market lambs 240 and down, light lambs 247 and down, ewes 115 and down, rams 195 and down, goat markets, does 225 and down, bucks 165 and down. Meanwhile, at Zimbrota, feeder lambs 110 to 255, fed lambs up to 218, ewes 70 to 85. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the Morning Farm Report from Wisconsin 106.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Looks at me and he smiles. long dusty driveway I didn't want to go, but I set out with tears in my eyes a-wondering. Daddy took me by the hand, looked out at the school bus and his little man and said, don't worry, boy, it'll be alright. Cause I took this walk you're walking now, boy, I've been in your shoes. Well, you can't hold back the hands of time, it's just something you've got to do. So dry your eyes, I understand just what you're going through. Cause I took this same walk with my old man, boy, I've been in your shoes. Down our long dusty driveway, I set my mind to go. Well, I was 18 and wild and free and a-wondering. Daddy took me by the hand, looked out at the world and at his grown man and said, don't worry, boy, it'll be alright. Cause walk you're walking now, boy, I've been in your shoes. Well, you can't hold back the hands of time, it's just something you've got to do. So dry your eyes, I understand just what you're going through. Cause I took this same walk with my old man, boy, I've been in your shoes. Down our long dusty driveway, this time we both would go. Well, he had grown old and gray, and his mind was a-wandering. Daddy took me by the hand, said, I know where we're going, and I understand. Don't worry, boy, it'll be alright. Cause I took this walk you're walking now, boy, I've been in your shoes. Well, you can't hold back the hands of time, it's just something you've got to do. So dry your eyes, I understand just what you're going through. Cause I took this same walk with my old man, boy, I've been in your shoes. Yes, I took this walk you're walking now, boy, I've been in your shoes.
Go Pepin Alma Eagles, from all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Trailer for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets, ain't got no cigarettes. Ah, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train, destination Bangor, Maine. Ooh, worn out suit and shoes, I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found, short but not too big around. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. I know every engineer on every train, all of the children and all of their names, and every handout
lock that ain't locked when no one's around. I sing trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 four-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. Trailers for sale, rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no boo, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing boom buys.
When you meet that certain someone you've been searching hard to find, it's a new love full of passion that can sometimes make you blind. I don't mind being swept away if I know right from the start. So before we go much further, girl, can I trust you with my heart? In the time we've spent together, I have learned to trust in you. So many things you've given before I even asked you to. But reality and romance are sometimes far apart. So what I really need to know is, can I trust you with my heart? Cast my cares upon you. Can you stand the heavy load? Can I count on you to walk me down that long and winding road? If you promise me these simple things, I can guarantee you can always count on me. Sworn to understand, it completes a perfect union between a woman and a man. So please don't misunderstand me, I don't want to go too far without knowing just one answer. Can I trust you with my heart? Can I trust you with my heart?
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. Good morning. While food price inflation is now the lowest in years, Gary Crawford has more.
A few days ago, we got the new Consumer Price Index. That's the government's monthly report on inflation. And this latest index covering 2024 up through April. The report showed that for all goods in the economy, prices during April rose just under 0.5%, putting prices an average of just a bit under 3.5% higher than April a year ago. Most analysts consider 3.5% a moderate rate of inflation, but still higher than would be ideal. But they cannot blame it on food. In fact, quite the opposite. The Consumer Price Index has some really good news for food shoppers. It shows grocery store food prices last month rising by an almost imperceptible 0.1%.
So over the past few months, we've seen food price inflation that's lower than the long-term average.
And Agriculture Department economist Megan Schweitzer says grocery store food prices are, on average, only about 1% higher than April 1 year ago.
We've really seen inflation for food at home, for groceries, stabilize over the past few months. Prices increased by 0.1% in April, and that was following up on March, which showed no change, and February, which also showed a very small increase of 0.1%.
And a 1% food price inflation rate is a whole lot better than what we've seen in the last couple of years.
In 2023, food at home price inflation was 5%. That compares to the peak was in 2022, when food at home prices rose by 11.4%. And then in 2021, food at home prices had risen by 3.5%.
So 2024 food price inflation rate far lower than recent years. Of course, these are figures for all the grocery store foods averaged together.
Some food groups will have price increases. Some food groups will have price declines. So you may see some price changes across foods that you purchase. But on average, across all products, it should largely flush out to pretty minimal change overall.
But you might find that hard to believe if you buy, for instance, a lot of beef.
Beef prices have risen the most over the past year by 7%, followed by sugar and sweets at 4.3%.
Some food categories are selling for less than last year, though, including eggs, dairy products, and fish and seafood. Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Thanks, Gary. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Farming is one of the most demanding professions in the world, and not just physically. Financial challenges, weather, markets, isolation, you take on a lot. But what about taking care of you? The Wisconsin Farm Center at DATCP or DATCAP is here to help. They have resources to help you with whatever the next step may be. It's free and confidential. Self-care isn't selfish. It's time to take care of you with the support of the Wisconsin Farm Center.
Plenty of sunshine today in our ag weather forecast. Now, chances for rain will begin to increase throughout the night tonight and into Friday. Chances for rain do remain in the forecast as well through the Memorial Day weekend. Mostly sunny throughout the day today, high 73 to 78, relative humidities at 41 to 46%, south winds at 5 to 8. We'll see 11 hours of sunshine. Tonight becoming partly cloudy, a 50% chance of showers and storms late, lows 54 to 59, relative humidities at 79 to 84%, south winds at 6 to 11, anywhere from 5/100ths to 1/10th of an inch of precipitation possible. For Friday, mostly cloudy with a 90% chance of showers and storms. Lows, or highs rather, 67 to 72. Relative humidities at 59 to 64%. Southeast winds at 10 to 15. We'll see anywhere from a 10th to 2/10ths of an inch of precipitation. For Saturday, partly sunny, highs 65 to 70. Sunday, partly sunny, a chance of rain, highs 65 to 70. Monday, partly sunny, another chance of showers, highs 65 to 70. And for Tuesday, mostly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, highs 65 to 70.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Ice cream is back at O'Galley Cheese. Chocolate Shop Super Premium Ice Cream has a 14% butterfat content, which gives it a richer taste. Get yours in a dish or a cake cone, available as a single or double scoop. Want to take some home? Pint sizes are also available. O'Galley Cheese, located north of Durand on Highway 25, opens 7 days a week for your ice cream enjoyment.
Why did the chicken cross the road? To roost in the tree. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Some hens prefer a tree branch over a nice coop, and good luck changing their minds as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Chickens that test their wings might discover something new, that trees are a fun place to roost, whether you like it or not. Jesse Lyons is an extension poultry specialist at the University of Missouri and says once a chicken discovers it can fly and finds a tree branch to its liking, you're in for a battle.
I think it's kind of a response to looking for a location to roost that's maybe a little bit farther from ground predators. Many of the flying birds will roost in trees, so I think it's part of their DNA, their middle survival instincts.
Not all breeds perch on tree branches. Smaller, lighter chickens with longer wings can fly better than meatier breeds. This habit may not be such a big deal during the day, but it's risky at night. Nocturnal predators such as owls and raccoons relish the opportunity for a chicken dinner. You can't reason with a chicken to come down, so Lion says you may end up climbing the tree yourself.
If you're using a light to get to them, they can see them well enough to probably hop over into another branch or hop out of the tree and leave you in the tree, and then they go and hide somewhere in the dark. A bird can't see too well after dark, but they can run somewhere, and they tend to crouch down and hide, and they can do that pretty well. I have, if they were on low limbs, carefully on a ladder, reached up and got them without turning the light on them. You can kind of like pick them off.
You can also use a pole with a hook on the end. Grab the bird's leg and pull it off the branch. Try enticing your hens to come down at night by only providing food and water in their coop. It's possible to discourage chickens from the tree by placing a fake owl in the branches, but the trickery won't last for long. Learn more about tree-loving chickens at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Your home for Durand Panther sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Well, who would notice
ocean of impending goodbyes. I'm falling, I'm folded, I'm wilted in place. At the sight of you standing with streaks down your face, you got your heart broke, go running from the prison. Get your heart broke, don't give up on believing in me. Heart broke, who kept me from leaving with my heart broke? Well, pride when you're rich is a bore if you're lonely. Prevails upon reason to you, but all is not lost, it is only mistaken. A small consolation, but I know just how you feel. You got your heart broke, go running from the reason. Got your heart.